In the middle of the 1900s, between 1937 and 1954, there was a famous Italian conductor by the name of Ettore Toscanini, who was invited to and hired by NBC to lead their orchestra. And so his name sort of became a household name in the United States. People would listen to the broadcasts of music or watch the broadcasts on television. He had formerly been the conductor of the New York Symphonic Orchestra and also an orchestra in Milan, Italy. But this is an interesting anecdote about Ettore's life. One day, one of the musicians who played for him many years approached him before a performance and said that his instrument, which was the bassoon, was not able to play, especially the note E-flat. So Ettore just bows his head, closes his eyes, and the musician thinks that he's going to explode at him because his instrument's not able to perform. They're at a critical moment right before the opening of the performance. Then after a few moments, he looks at the musician and he says, not to worry, because the note E-flat is not needed in the music we're playing tonight. It is said that he had a photographic memory. He had an ability to know the music that he played in and out. He was very familiar with it. And I think that's what the Lord is inviting us to do through the readings of the scriptures this morning. That the Lord is inviting us to that familiarity with him, to be so familiar with him that at a critical moment of our lives, when our lives are meant to meet him, that we will know him as Lord and as Master, that we will be familiar with him. When he comes to meet us, it won't be as a surprise, it won't be a crisis, but it'll be as if greeting a long friend that we have known throughout the whole of our lives. The readings of the scriptures, the gospel in particular, speaks about this being ready, this preparedness, always being vigilant. Jesus speaks three parables that convey this message about being ready to encounter him on an unknown hour, unknown day. And again, what he's reminding his disciples is that if you constantly search for me every day of your life, if you live for me every day of your life, then at the final moment, then my encounter with you won't be a moment of crisis, but you've always been searching for me, and you will know me, you will recognize me. At the end of the gospel, Jesus reminds his disciples that much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. And so we ask ourselves, well, what have I been entrusted with? What has been given to me that will be demanded of me? What is so important or so critical or so precious that there's that expectation of the Master, of the Lord, that I will be accountable for it? And that is the grace of eternal life, the grace of salvation, the grace of redemption, that we have been purchased by the blood of Christ. We've been made God's sons and daughters. The gift of our faith, our relationship with the Lord, the gift of the sacraments, all of that is the great treasure, is the great wealth that has been entrusted to us, in which the Lord reminds us that if we live for him, if we live for that every day, if we always expect him, if we're always searching for him, then at that final moment, our hearts will leap with joy because we will recognize the one for whom we lived for all the time. We hear that sort of in the first reading from the Book of Wisdom, which is kind of a difficult reading to understand, that it speaks about the moment of the Passover where the people of Israel are are asked to be prepared. The Passover was that moment when the Lord was ready to deliver the people from the oppression of Egypt. And so Moses tells the people, be prepared, take a lamb, sacrifice it, and consume it as your with your family and your friends. Apply the blood of the lamb to the doorposts and the lintels of your homes, so when my angel visits the land of Egypt, seeing the blood of the lamb, it will pass over your homes. It will recognize you as belonging to the Lord. Of course, that final Passover when the angel visited Egypt, it was the final plague, destroying all the firstborn from the highest of Pharaoh to the lowest of his people, to all the firstborn of the animals. But yet the people of Israel were saved because they were prepared, they were ready, they were always prepared to meet the Lord. It is truly a beautiful thing to live for God every day. And the more that we do, then the more that our lives will always be ready to recognize him. This is what the letter to the Hebrews speaks about in the second reading. That the people of our ancestry, the people of faith, our forefathers of faith, they thought about not the earthly city, but the city made in heaven, the eternal city. It is for that city that they lived. And so there's that beautiful line that God then is not ashamed to call and to recognize his people as his own, because the people who have lived for him, he knows. And the people who have lived for him, they recognize him. That the Lord calls us to live for the eternal city, the heavenly city, every day. And so as we gather for the Eucharist, as we gather to receive the body and blood of Jesus, may we take the readings of the scriptures and hear what the Lord says to us, not to be afraid, because the more we know him, the more we are familiar with him, the more we live for him and seek him out every day, the more then at that moment when we are called before him, our lives will recognize, our hearts will recognize the one for whom we have lived at every moment.